kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Because the last conversation that we had was like, kaya mo yan, darling. Like, kaya mo yan. Like, he was fighting, was saying na, you know, kakayanin ko to for us. You know, I have a good future. And I don't go as far as to say, and sorry for his for his mother. She called me that night and she was saying, Michael is dead. Wala na siya. And it was like, I remember this fully because it was such a weird response. And like, dito ginagawa ba ako? Like, I can't handle this right now.
Pumanaw ang partner ni Kevin C. noong panahon ng COVID. At mula noon, hinanap niya ang kasagutan sa kung bakit kinailangang mawala ng kanyang pinakamamahal. Di niya inakala na ang kanyang mga katanungan pala ang magdadala sa kanya sa sagot na ito. Ang pagdadalamhati ang magiging tulay upang siya'y makatulong sa iba.
His name is Michael. He's half Japanese, half Filipino. We were in a relationship, I believe, for 2 years. And it was a really great relationship. I come from a conservative family. So it's Christian. It's not really, you know, necessarily accepted. It took me 25 years to really start entertaining who I am. So you can see how quite suppressed I was all this time. So what happened was, he was my second partner, and I never really expected to get accepted. You know, I was good with the idea, this is a secret all my life, I'm going to just, the plan was kind of like to just separate slowly and just do this thing.
Hindi inakala ni Kevin na matatanggap ng kanyang pamilya at ng pamilya ni Maiko ang kanilang relasyon. Ngunit naging maayos ang lahat. Aminado siya na nasa high point sila ng kanilang relasyon noong tamaan ng COVID si Maiko.
The last conversation that we had was like, kaya mo yan, darling. Like, kaya mo yan. Like, he was fighting, was saying na, you know, kakayanin ko to for us. You know, I had a good future. But he needed dialysis. There was the hospital that was hosting him that did not have a dialysis. Their department for the nurse for the dialysis wasn't able to go because of the COVID pandemic. So he had to move to PGH to be able to get that kind of service. The problem was when he was moved there. I think the first night or just a very few nights. He died of cardiac arrest. So it was absolutely not expected. This was not like a guy who's like mentioned that, oh, he has 10% chance to live. It's really, really bad. It was just that the medicine that was being injected of him just need dialysis. So it was absolutely not expected at all. And I don't go as far as to say, and sorry for his for his mother. She called me that night and she was saying, Michael is dead. Wala na siya. And it was like, I remember this fully because it was such a weird response. And like, dito ginagawa ba ako? Like, I can't handle this right now. It's so bad that I would rather take it as a joke.
What were your coping mechanisms when, you know, you were dealing with a grief? Because people have different ways of coping. Some people just push it down. Some people talk it out. They really exercise a lot, work a lot. What were your coping mechanisms when that happened?
That's a very good question. And alam ko ang mental health, meaning alam ko yung depression, alam ko yung anxiety. So I know I had it. I know I'm feeling it. Pero hindi ko alam ano dapat gawin. Kasi I'm very into the literature of it. Nagbabasa ako. And I was like, I know what to do. Like, knowledge-wise, gets ko siya. But there was nothing inside me that inspires me to do such things, to recover. Parang there was no push. In the same way that my sister would always ask, kamusta ka na? Is there anything I could help you? And I know I needed help. But I could only say, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to do. I think one of the ways I cope, which I would say, I wouldn't say is both healthy or unhealthy, was I reached out to strangers. Like I went into Tinder, not necessarily to date. It was very clear to me that I'm not romantically inclined. I was very public with that, that hey, if you're gonna date someone that just has someone freshly died, it's kind of on you. Like, sorry, ha? But I was very public about it na namatayan ako. I really just wanted to connect with people. I got a psychiatrist, got meds, but I think it was for specifically for the symptoms, not necessarily for my grieving, for being bereaved. So my brother was gracious enough, and by some form of chance or divine intervention, he knew someone that was a grief coach, and she was like, he was like, this grief coach came in to me, wanted to work with me. Maybe she can help you out. So she connected us together. Her name's Jo. Her name's JM in that case. So after that, she did some grief coaching with me, and I think it's exactly what I needed.
Nung makilala niya ang kanyang grief counselor, natuto siyang magpatuloy at magplano muli para sa kanyang kinabukasan. Isa sa mga naging plano niya ay maging isang grief counselor din.
This is not to say, but let's be clear, I'm not bad talking a lot of psychologists or the field specifically, but I do have a good number of people I serve that comes from psychologists. And the reason for this, I think, is while I don't think they have evil intentions, psychotherapy might be in general is looking for symptoms such as depression, you know, loss of appetite, anhedonia, loss of interest in life, and looking for ways to be able to curb those things. I don't blame them because, let's be honest, in the mental health pandemic, you kind of want to serve fast because there's a lot of people that need help. So I think the difference in what I do as a grief coach is I'm really willing to go down and dirty with all the memories and emotions. I would usually say this in my sessions, and this would be always be the introductions I will always say. Number one, I would say, I would always mention how Nikki, this space is for you and for you alone. There's absolutely nothing wrong that you can say here. And I would even go as far as to say that you avoid the word sorry here because this is your space. There's whatever you say here is subjective truth. It's not objective truth, meaning this is what happened to you, this is how you understand it. So be bold and be brave to be able to say those things.
Kasi nga, you've gone through loss as well, and you know, this is your job, part of your job to really hear people out. How do you kind of detach yourself so you're not always feeling the heaviness of it?
That's a really great question. And I think I have to say that I have a great support system, which is my partner that really understands, you know, that we have that numbing moment, and I have a lot of people that I can discuss at the end of the day. But I would always say that being able to hear those and be invested, I don't put down the walls and put up walls and say, "Diyan ka lang, patient ka." I'm more there. I learned in a weird sense that there are two kinds of empathy. There's one where I can tell you, when tell me, Kevin, I lost someone, that I can say, I'm here, I understand your loss, I'm another person, and I say, I understand that loss, and I'm really sad for you. I can empathize, I can understand that loss. I've had this weird thing, and I think some other people would be, or some people may echo this, that I have this kind of empathy that every time I watch a movie, for example, I don't get to be a watcher. I get to be the person in the movie. That's why I hate horror movies. I can see some people hate horror movies, get scared, but after the thing, they're done. Like they see it as a visual experience. It's too immersive for me.
Minsan kasi, yun nga, parang you grieve your way, you grieve up till whenever you need to grieve. But with Pinoy, sometimes it's, hanggang ngayon pa rin ba, nalulungkot ka pa rin? Bakit hindi ka pa over? But hindi ka pa makamove on? Yung, di ba, madalas din sa atin, whether break up, or hiwalayan, or may namatayan, or parang move on ka na. Life moves forward. So what can you say about nung nilalagyan ng tanning ang grief?
Believe it or not, even in the US has that problem. So yes, the Filipinos have that, but it's also a universal response. Why? We like to avoid grief. You're going to notice the easiest response that we have would be to make statements. Marami pa dyan, alam mo yan, makaka-move on ka. Someday, for while it's all good intention, it really cancels out the present and says, oh, think of the future. Let go for the future. One of the things about grief, or one way I confirm it's grief, kahit gaano kababaw pa yan, some people would say losing 2,000 pesos, hindi grievous yan, like there's absolutely nothing. But if that 2,000 pesos was extremely relative to their future, then they will grieve about it in a way that you wouldn't. So they're experiencing things that life one day at a time is because that muscle to build the future, to understand, to process things, okay, ito yung meron ako, paano ito maging for my tomorrow. Nagsistart pa lang yan. They're really starting to build their future one at a time. So you can't really tell them na parang, oh, look, 6 months in the future, baka may bagong jowa ka na. Look, 6 months, in, three, 2 months in the future, kasi baka may bago na dyan, may lalaki na may dating ka. They really can't. They're really living one day at a time. Even ask them how, what's your week going to be like? Probably like blank face sila. I'm not. I can just only, I'm trying to do things slowly.
What do you say about yung thinking na there is really no recovery from grief? It's
Timeline.
more of you learn how to live with it.
I do believe, I echo that. I do believe the goal, I always say this in my sessions, that the goal is not to heal from grief. Take that away from your mindset that it is a disease. It is someone very unwelcome. But the goal of the way I work is I want you to know that someday they're going to be your friend. But for now, it's going to be a monster. It's going to be something that you're going to dislike. And that's absolutely fine because they're an absolute stranger. So it's
Yeah.
very clear to me that it's not something that disappears, grief. It will always be something that stays with you. It's just a matter of changing your relationship with it. I will preface it with this. Now, every time a grief happens, you change. I truly believe this. When especially a death or a critical loss happens, you really change differently. The hardest part about grieving is saying, I should still be like this. Dapat ganun pa rin ako. Dapat ganun pa rin ako magmahal. Dapat ganito pa rin perception of the world. Dapat malaki pa rin yung ipon ko and things like that. But one of the things I always tell the people I work with is, you're going to change. You're going to change immensely. And one of the friction is going to be you saying this shouldn't be me. But you're going to notice you have a different perception in life starting now, in the way that you're going to see work, finances, love, loss, humanity in general. And that when that time comes, I know you're going to have a hard fist, but start being loose on yourself and opening your palms and saying, okay, who can it be? Who is this? And give the patience and kindness to explore who it's going to be.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.